Okay, da sind wir wieder. Deadline immer noch im Interview. Liz hat die 2,5 Minuten mit mir überstanden. And now I would like to ask you about your emotions when you played at the Force Attack 2008, if you know it.
Yeah, it was amazing, absolutely amazing to be standing there in front of all those people. It was a funny day actually because it was such a hot day and we were driving up in the van and I was trying to do my warm ups and then we turned up to this huge field basically and I sort of said, oh, where can I have a wash? And they pointed me to a hose on the grass. Yeah. And that, so I was sort of backstage washing in a field with a cold hose, and putting my makeup on in the van, but walking out onto that stage in front of all those people and everyone singing along, it was just the most amazing feeling. It was absolutely fantastic. So I don't know if you've seen the video online.
It
brings it all back. We're just watching it now. It's absolutely fantastic. Brilliant.
I can imagine.
So.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And then we, after we played as well, we had a walk round and, you know, sort of people were sort of chatting to us and that, you know, it was fantastic. Really good fun. Yeah, we got really drunk too.
Yeah, that's no problem. Ja, okay, Sie waren 2008 auf dem Force Attack und das war ja eins der heißesten Force Attack, wo wirklich durchgehend die Sonne geschienen hat und den Leuten auf dem Pelz gebrannt hat. Und Sie haben in Ihrem warmen Van gesessen und sie wollte sich dann nochmal vor dem Konzert, wollte sie sich nochmal ein bisschen frisch machen. Aber dann kam Zeitdruck und alles und dann hat sie sich einmal kurz so eine kleine Katzenwäsche gegeben, ist auf die Bühne gegangen und stand dann in Front von diesen mehr als 15.000 Leuten, die alle ihre Songs mitgegrölt haben, was natürlich für jede Band der Hammer ist, wenn die wirklich die eigenen Songs dann, vor allem wenn man aus Großbritannien kommt, mitgrölen können. Yeah, okay, and now I think we can talk about your new album.
Yeah, we have a new album. It's going to be released in a couple of weeks. It's called Bring the House Down. And it's 13 songs of, well, typical Deadline, I'd say. It's taken nearly 2 years to write, and we are really, really happy with it, really, really proud of it, and we hope all your listeners will enjoy it too.
I think so. I
hope so.
Yeah. We have more listeners when we play it.
Say that again?
Yeah. There's more listeners when we play it.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay, ja, dieses Jahr kommt das neue Album von Deadline raus, Bring the House Down. Mit 13 super Songs, an denen sie 2 Jahre lang gearbeitet haben. Und es ist volle Power von Deadline drin. Ihr werdet gleich noch ein paar Songs davon hören. Aber erstmal mache ich noch ein bisschen mit meiner Fragerei weiter. And I read that you recorded it in France.
Yes, we did, yeah. Our new guitar player, Benoit, he's been working in a studio over there. He's doing some sort of training. And he persuaded us to go and record in the studio that he was working in. And so we went over there and recorded everything. And he mixed it all. He mixed the whole album as well. So, he really knows his stuff now. And he kind of knows the sound that we're aspiring to. And I think he's done an absolutely brilliant job on it. So we're really, really pleased with the overall sound as well this time, which is really cool.
So that,
it's all good.
That you can do it all on your own.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need anyone else to kind of, you know, help us now, which is really great. So.
Yeah, this can take a lot of time, I think.
Mm, yeah, exactly. So we do it all ourselves and, you know, it's turned out really, really well. So.
How long does it take to record it?
We were in the studio for how many weekends? 4 or 5 weekends. Five weekends that took us.
And you also toured somewhere around?
Yeah, we went into the we did a tour in the last week of October with the Grit in Germany, and then the following weekend we were in the studio, sort of right then until beginning of December. So yeah, it was pretty hardcore, but you know it was well worth it. So.
Ja, okay, also Sie haben jetzt das neue Album, haben Sie als stolze Briten in Frankreich aufgenommen, denn der neue Gitarrist Benoit kommt daher und hat dort in dem Studio gearbeitet, sodass Sie das ganze Album alleine aufnehmen konnten, keine weiteren Leute brauchten, weil er so in den Sachen trainiert ist, dass er alles managen konnte. Und so haben Sie es innerhalb von 5-6 Wochenenden geschafft, das Album in Frankreich aufzunehmen. Und ja, in der Zeit haben sie es sogar noch geschafft, ein bisschen rumzutouren in der Gegend und einige Gigs gespielt. Und ja, was war ich denn jetzt? Ach, ich weiß natürlich. Your songs are something about making party, also critical against your enemies and also political. So how did you mix it up in one album?
Well, I mean, this song is more about kind of my life experiences. There's one song on there that's about, you know, the situation that's going on at the moment around, but I wanted to give this album a bit more of a happy feel. That's why we've got Two Heads. It's a good, fun song. Bring the House Down is about, you know, I just want to go and have a drink. I don't want to think about things, you know, because of, you know, everyone's really depressed at the moment, so I'm trying to cheer everyone up a bit, I think. Well, I hope, anyway. So.
Yeah, this is nice in the time of the financial crisis and stuff. Yeah, you need a lot of happiness.
Yeah, it's a bit depressing, so.
Yeah. Ja, also die Songs sind auf diesem Album sind mehr dafür, die nicht so die schlechte Seite des Lebens zu sehen. Viele Erfahrungen von ihr aus den letzten Jahren. Und das hat sie jetzt in diesen 13 Songs alles untergebracht, so wie Two Heads oder Bring the House Down sind Songs, die relativ ja lustig über Feiern und ähnliches sind. Ja, okay. And do you have a favorite song at the album?
They're all my favourites. Yeah, I mean, Two Heads is like a really happy, dancey song, so that's a good song to listen to if you're feeling a bit down. I don't know, it's really hard to choose my favourite.
Yeah, it's something I can play in about 2 seconds on radio.
I play Shout It Out Loud. I like that one.
Yeah, that's the song I will play now, and then okay. We will start our last part of the interview.
Cool.
Okay, and now I will put it in and give it to our German listeners.